And good evening. Welcome to high school basketball tonight on KHIS. Got the Heartland Hoops Holiday Classic here tonight. Adams Central Waverly in game number one. Be Hastings High playing Grand Island Central Catholic in game number two here tonight. Spent a couple of minutes with Adams Central head coach Zach Foster. And coach, I think a good opportunity, kind of a different setting tonight, but a good opportunity for your team.
Yeah, we're super excited to be in this event again. A lot of good basketball teams here. And, you know, if you're doing this for your kids for the right reasons, you're trying to give them opportunities to play on big stages. And this is one of the bigger ones in our part of the state. And so just super excited to be involved and to play a really, really good opponent.
Say a Waverly, not going to be a cakewalk here today.
No, that's a really, really good program. I think probably a top five Class B team, real athletes everywhere, really well coached. I'm excited to get to coach against Ryan. Ryan played in Donovan when I was a coach there, and so not many times in your career probably you get to coach against somebody that you actually coached as a player, and so super excited to get to compete against Ryan and his program today.
You got a win last night over Fillmore Central, a pretty convincing win. To talk about last night, how things go?
We felt really, really good about it. I mean, you know, we had kind of a down-to-earth moment on Tuesday night, you know, losing the way we lost and going 13 minutes not scoring and just going through some things right now with our kids and our program that we have not had to go through recently. And so some soul-searching and some different things. You know, not getting to practice on Wednesday because of the wind and the storms that we had to go home and not practice. And maybe sometimes that's, you know, divine intervention that we had to kind of get away and think about some things, because I was really, really proud of how our kids came back on a one-day prep for Fillmore Central and a much-improved Fillmore Central team. I mean, they took Milford and Freeman into the fourth quarter in 10-point games. They were very good teams, and so we knew we had to be our best. And I really thought we kind of turned the corner in terms of our energy and just making winning basketball plays. Through the first few games, we really had not been on the floor. We really hadn't been doing tough things, and we kind of called our kids out on that. We tried to coach better, and I thought last night against Fillmore, we were the first to the floor. We took three charges. We shared the basketball. We played winning basketball. So that was encouraging to see.
No doubt about it. We've struggled from the field, shooting the basketball. Like you mentioned the stretch the other night against St. Paul. What's been going on with the offense?
I just think, you know, number one, we're getting good stuff. We're getting good shots. It'd be different if we weren't getting anything in that stretch against St. Paul where we went 13 minutes. Our best players shot the basketball. We had 14 possessions without scoring. We only had two turnovers. We only had one bad shot. So that means we had 11 quality possessions and didn't get a shot to go down. So I think it's a little bit of just kind of feeling out new guys and new roles. And some of it's just confidence. We told our guys, you know, on that day of practice after St. Paul, that we got to take the shots that are the shots we can make and be confident and live with the outcome. And I thought we did that last night. We shot much better. I think we shot 40% from three last night, hit eight threes. We shot 70% from the line. Just, it was a big improvement for our guys. And I think a lot of it goes back to confidence, because we've been getting pretty good stuff. We just got to believe in ourselves and knock them down.
Awful goal last night, 26 points for you.
Yeah, he was very, very, very good. Fillmore tries to run 1-3-1 almost exclusively, and they got to get out of it last night because Paul was really hot. He was 4-for-6 from three. I thought, again, he is a very, very talented offensive player. I thought he made tough plays last night. He dove on the floor. He had three blocks. He had eight rebounds. He did a lot of things that can make him the next-level player for us and that we need. So, yeah, really good effort by Paul.
Jacob Eckhart, 14 points. What did you see out of him?
Again, a lot of the same stuff. I mean, every team is kind of dictated by their seniors, and those two guys are good players. I think they've been frustrated with their performance so far, and so I think they took it personally, and they realized they got to play better. And I thought, regardless of the scoring, and yes, they scored it and they played better offensively, but just their effort and their focus and their sense of urgency was better. And like I said, we're going to follow those guys, so it was good to see them come through.
When you go through an offensive slump like we've been in, do you just keep telling them to shoot the ball? You're going to shoot yourself out of this sooner or later?
Well, I think you just got to look at, are you taking care of the ball? Are you getting good shots? And for the most part, we're taking care of the ball and we're getting good shots. And ultimately, that's all you can do. And then it comes down to, have you put the time in to be able to make it? People always talk about, do you earn the right to make shots? Coach Gaver's always talked about that when he's a Central Catholic. That, do you earn the right to make shots? And a lot of that's in the offseason, but we can't go backwards and change that now. Now it's about, in practice, are we earning the right every day to make shots in games? And I think our guys have been trying to do that in practice.
I'll come back and talk about Waverly as we continue right after this.
Shop Russ's Market in Hastings for all of your holiday needs. Russ's Market has all of your holiday cooking supplies. Deli trays, wines and spirits, scrumptious bakery items, butcher shop fresh meats, only the freshest produce, beverages and snacks, and the list goes on and on. Too busy to cook? Stop by the deli and take home some delicious fried chicken. And remember, Russ's Market gift cards make the perfect gift for anyone on your shopping list. Russ's Market at 7th and Burlington in Hastings, because quality matters.
Back with Adams Central boys coach Zach Foster. Adams Central getting ready to take on Waverly, a team that is right now sitting number three in Class B. Coach, this is going to be a good team tonight.
Yeah, very, very good team. We got our hands full for sure. Very athletic. They played a lot of 2-3 zone, but they're kind of changing back into a pressure man team right now. They had a couple kids not go out in the preseason that kind of changed kind of what they want to do. But what jumps off the page is just their athleticism. They got three dynamic perimeter players on offense. They can put the ball on the floor. They can shoot it. It'll be a handful. But just the number one thing we got to figure out is just we got to be the grittiest, toughest team tonight, because the athleticism is going to be on their side. So we got to make sure we do all the tough things.
The Harms kid, obviously their go-to player.
Yeah, his dad was all right, wasn't he? You know, and he got Preston, obviously, is a very good player, too. I think he's probably going to be a first-team All-Stater in Class B, and he's definitely number one on the scouting report that we got to keep an eye on where he's at.
What else will they do? What concerns you the most?
Well, I mean, they're just so versatile. They have, like I said, they have three dynamic perimeter players. They can all shoot it and drive it. And so I think a big thing for us, whether we're man or zone or whatever we're in, got to keep people in front of us so we have a good chance to rebound. Because if they get by us, then you're in help rotation, and then you're getting offensive rebounds. And, again, when the ball goes up in the glass, it's going to take everything we got to keep them off the glass because of their athletic advantages.
Yeah, how do we attack this team? Where do we start?
Well, it's got to be, like I said, the guts and the grit and the 50-50 plays. You have to do that. That's a non-negotiable. We told our guys, if we have that, we got a chance. And if we don't have a chance. That's just what it is. And so the beautiful thing about that, though, is that's within your control. We can control that if we're going to compete. And we took a step forward last night in that. Beyond that, I mean, you got to take care of the basketball. They're going to pressure us, I think, in the full court, back into the half court. And then we have this line we talk about. You got to be fearless but not reckless. I mean, so if they give us opportunities to make a play, we got to go and make a play and not be scared of the outcome. But we can't be reckless. Got to understand when to pass it 4, 5, 6 times, you know, get the ball reversed, and maybe when to be aggressive. And that's just one of those deals you don't get until you have some experience. And I think we're starting to get that experience.
All right, good luck to you.
Thank you.
Zach Foster, head coach for Adams Central. Stick around. Starting lineups and a play-by-play description coming up next. Adams Central and Waverly tonight on KHAS.
You've been listening to the Russ's Market pregame show. Russ's Market, because quality matters. Tonight's starting lineups and the tip-off are coming up next on KHAS Radio, 1230 AM and 104.1 FM, and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
5 Points Bank of Hastings is strongly committed to serving the financial needs of our community in a safe and sound manner. This is Terry Anstein, your bank president. You just heard our mission statement. It isn't very long, but it is right on the money. We are ranked at the very top of safety and soundness ratings and have grown to be the largest bank in the area. Our experienced and friendly bankers will provide high-quality banking services to help you meet your financial goals. 5 Points Bank of Hastings, the better bank.
I like small towns. This is home to me. I can't imagine being anywhere else. There's a sense of camaraderie, helping whenever you can. We are more caring because of that, because, you know, we want to do the best for our neighbors and our friends.
When you hear that you have metastatic breast cancer, you get knocked down, and either you stay down or you pick yourself up and you keep going.
We are Nebraskans, and we are ultimately a family.
It goes from there. Carlene is one of those that says, just do it. And who will talk and who will joke with you and who will cry with you.
One of the things that I truly love about Mary Lanning is that we are an independent hospital. We don't have somebody out in California telling us how to run our hospital. At Mary Lanning, we can make things happen. I'm Carlene Springer, and I'm a Nebraskan at heart.
Tonight's game is brought to you by the KHAS Sports Boosters, local business supporting local youth and local athletics.
And hi again, everybody. Welcome to high school basketball coverage on KHAS Radio. Tonight, we're Lynn Farrell Arena, the Osborne Sports Complex. This is the second annual Heartland Hoops Classic Holiday Tournament, the Holiday Classic here. At Lynn Farrell Arena tonight. We have seen 4 games already today. We've got 2 more to go. We'll have both of those games here on KHAS tonight. The first one featuring Adams Central up against Waverly. Hastings High will play the finale tonight against the number one ranked team in Class C2, the defending Class C2 state champions, the Crusaders of Grand Island Central Catholic. I'm Mike Will. I've got the play-by-play for you tonight. Adams Central coming in. a record of 2 wins and 4 losses on the season. The Patriots went on the road last night and beat Fillmore Central, winning last night by the score of 58-41. Paul Fagot had a good ball game for Adams Central last night. He scored 26 points in the contest. Jacob Eckhart had 14. No doubt about it, the Patriots have really been plagued by poor shooting so far this year. Adams Central hitting only 33% from the field coming into the ball game tonight, 17% from three-point territory, 44% from the free throw line. They were much better last night, and they were able to pick up a win over Fillmore Central by a score of 58-41. But they're going to see a team here in Waverly that's very, very good. The Vikings are ranked number 3 this week, according to the Omaha World Herald poll. Ranked number 3. They've got a record of 3 wins and 2 losses. They were on the floor last night and lost to Elkhorn North by the score of 65-49. Waverly, a team, is averaging about 48 points per ball game on offense. They're averaging 48.2 on the defensive end. Their best player, no doubt, is Preston Harms. Harms, a 5'11" junior that is averaging 16.3 points per ball game. He's been knocking down 42% from three-point territory. Another guy in the lineup Adams Central have to keep their eyes on is going to be Cole Murray. Murray is 6'3" and senior, who is averaging about 11 points per ball game. So it's Adams Central and Waverly here in game number 2, actually game number 5 of this classic here. Our game number 2 tonight will feature Hastings High up against the Crusaders of Grand Island Central Catholic. We'll get you the starting lineups. They are brought to you by Five Points Bank of Hastings. Locally owned, locally managed with friendly service, 3 convenient locations, and a strong commitment to area youth. Many reasons why Five Points Bank is the better bank. Adams Central will go this way in the starting lineup tonight. Hyatt Collins will get a start. Number
Whether you're talking sports or farming, one thing is the same. You need power. Think Husker Power products for propane, natural gas, and diesel irrigation engines customized to your needs. When you require irrigation power, parts, or timely service, think Husker Power products, your provider of GM-powered natural gas and LP high-efficiency irrigation engine and fuel-efficient Isuzu diesel engines. Call 402-463-1531 for Husker Power products of Hastings, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Now, also located in Sutton.
This is Bob from B&B Carpet and Donovan. So you've been thinking of new flooring but have no idea what you want or need. Let me introduce you to our family with over 50 years combined experience. Russ, Mandy, Donna, and my son Josh. Please come in to see us at B&B and we will do our best to help you choose your new flooring. B&B Carpet and Donovan, where our customers say, that's where we always go.
We found ourselves not able to attend our grandson's ball games. Those schools were providing us opportunities to actually watch those games. And we are in the midst of watching a basketball game when all of a sudden the last 2 to 3 minutes were becoming slowed. And that's when I knew that there was something better that was going to be out there. Fellow did a great job, and as far as we were concerned, it couldn't come fast enough. If you are considering looking at Aloe, I would get on their list right away.
When you need body work, call Seeley's Body Shop in Hastings. Seeley's offers complete collision repair and uses environmentally friendly products. Seeley's Body Shop, the name you trust. Located at 201 South Hastings Avenue in Hastings.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company at 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in 3 grades. Shop Thompson Oil Company in Hastings.
Shop Russ's Market in Hastings for all of your holiday needs. Russ's Market has all of your holiday cooking supplies. Deli trays, wines and spirits, scrumptious bakery items, butcher shop fresh meats, only the freshest produce, beverages and snacks, and the list goes on and on. Too busy to cook? Stop by the deli and take home some delicious fried chicken. And remember, Russ's Market gift cards make the perfect gift for anyone on your shopping list. Russ's Market at 7th and Burlington in Hastings, because quality matters.
As times have changed, so have our customers' needs. Gary Michaels Clothiers in Hastings meets these needs with the largest selection of fine menswear between Lincoln and Denver. Our mission is to provide our customers with a complete selection of quality tailored clothing, accessories, sportswear, and to deliver an uncompromising level of service. And for the ladies, Gary Michaels carries Brighton jewelry, handbags, and footwear. For casual to professional menswear, shop Gary Michaels in downtown Hastings and on the Bricks in Kearney.
Get more than you expect. Direct.
It's year-end savings time at Furniture Direct and Mattress Direct in Hastings. Save on select items throughout the store that are in stock and ready to be in your home. Save up to $200 on Beautyrest black mattresses. Plus, get up to 24 months special financing. But hurry, once 2021 is over, so are the savings. Now that's getting more than you expect. Furniture Direct and Mattress Direct, behind Sonic in Hastings. And find even more savings online.
KHAS Radio, 1230 AM and 104.1 FM.
Hi, Mike Will back here at the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Farrell Arena, Adams Central, and Waverly. We apologize. We're hooked back up. We'll keep your fingers crossed, gang. It's a 5-0 ball game. Waverly is out on top of Adams Central here in the first quarter. Preston Harms is in a three-pointer for Waverly. Cole Murray is in a two-pointer. And it's a 5-0 ball game. We got 4 minutes and 53 seconds to play. Adams Central has already got three turnovers in this basketball game. So the Patriots have fallen behind early to the Saints' number three-ranked team in Class B, the Vikings of Waverly. Waverly has got the ball following another Adams Central turnover. There's the ball. It's going to be deflected out here in three-point territory. Picked up here by Adams Central. First turnover on the Vikings, back the other way. A foul is going to be called here. Decker Shestack into the ball game. He was fouled on the play. A personal foul is going to be whistled here on the Waverly. It's going to go on Cole Murray. That's going to be his first personal foul. Team foul number one on the Vikings here in the first quarter. Going to the free throw line will be Shestack. His shot is up there and in. Derek Shestack averaging about 2.5 points per ball game so far this year. He scored 4 points in the ball game last night as Adams Central knocked out Fillmore Central. Next shot is up there. It's good. So the Patriots on the board. 5-2 is the score here early in the first quarter. We got 4 minutes and 25 seconds to play. Heartland Hoops Holiday Classic here tonight at Lynn Farrell Arena. Dribbling the ball toward the rack there is going to be Heffelfinger. He throws it out here on the wing on the left side to Preston Harms. He's their leading scorer on the team, averaging 16 points per ball game. Dayton has got the ball in the lane, throws it down in the corner. Heffelfinger has got it. Adams Central in a man-to-man defense, and a foul is going to be called here. As Dayton takes the ball in the hole, a foul is going to be called here on Eckhart of Adams Central. That's going to be his first personal foul. That's going to be team foul number one on the Patriots here in the first quarter. And going to the free throw line now for Waverly is going to be Landon Jaden. He scored 13 points in their ball game last night against Elkhorn North, losing by a score of 55-49. He's averaging about 3.8 points per ball game, just a 33% foul shooter though from the charity stripe. He misses his first one here. 5-2 is the score. Adams Central has got a three-point deficit here in the first quarter. Second shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Paul Fagot with the rebound. Fagot throws it on the near sideline, and he throws the ball out of bounds. Trying to get it down to a Sam Dirks, who is streaking down the right side. But he throws it into the scorer's table. That's the fourth turnover on Adams Central here in the ball game. And now we've got an Adams Central timeout. Patriots will call a timeout here as they are trailing in the ball game by a score of 5-2. So we'll just keep it right here. We'll take a quick break. Adams Central trailing 5-2, you're listening to high school basketball.
Shop Russ's Market in Hastings for all of your holiday needs. Russ's Market has all of your holiday cooking supplies. Deli trays, wines and spirits, scrumptious bakery items, butcher shop fresh meats, only the freshest produce, beverages and snacks, and the list goes on and on. Too busy to cook? Stop by the deli and take home some delicious fried chicken. And remember, Russ's Market gift cards make the perfect gift for anyone on your shopping list. Russ's Market at 7th and Burlington in Hastings, because quality matters.
KHAS Radio.
All right, back here at Lynn Farrell Arena, the Holiday Classic, the Heartland Hoops Holiday Classic here tonight. Adams Central is trailing by the score of 5-2. Waverly's got the ball. Here's a long-range jumper from the outside. It's going to be an air ball thrown up there. It goes out of bounds. Landon Jaden misfires there from a three-point range, and Adams Central will come back the other direction. Patriots are sitting at 2-4 on the season. Waverly is sitting at 3-2 as they play here in Hastings tonight. Now Waverly will apply some pressure here in backcourt. The Patriots will have to handle this most of the night here tonight. Eckhart does a good job taking the ball down the left side of the floor. Now on the dribble, brings it back to the center of the floor, and it's going to be a man-to-man defense here for the Vikings of Waverly. They go over there on the far side. That's going to be Jaden Techmeyer's into the ball game now for the Patriots. Eckhart has got it on the wing. Jacob Eckhart out to Fagot. Fagot here at the top of the key. Dribbles once, hands the ball away. Techmeyer's got it. Gets loose, drives it to the hole. His shot's going to be blocked down. The ball's going to be recovered here by Waverly. Murray has got the ball. Cole Murray, left-handed dribble across the timeline. Comes over here to Preston Harms. Down in the corner, that's going to be that's going to be Murray with the ball as he brings it up high now. Out on top, Preston Harms has got the ball on the far sideline. Heffelfinger. Heffelfinger to the top of the key. Cole Murray again. Driving into the rack. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good off of the left side. Rebound comes down here to Shestack for Adams Central. To Sam Dirks, who's into the ball game. Deep in the corner, a three-pointer thrown up there. No good by Eckhart. Rebound comes down here to Waverly, running back the other way. A.J. Heffelfinger has got the ball. Heffelfinger comes over here on the left side to Cole Murray. Out in three-point territory, Murray splits a couple of defenders, drives for the rack. The ball is going to be knocked loose and is picked up here by the Patriots. Second turnover on Waverly in the ball game. A.C. has got the ball. Shestack has got it. Shestack to the far sideline. Paul Fagot. Paul Fagot comes across the top of the key to Eckhart. Eckhart here on the near sideline flips the ball away to Sam Dirks. Over to Eckhart, 5-2. Waverly has got the lead. Fagot has got the ball on the far sideline. Paul Fagot out on top to Eckhart. And now we've got another timeout, Adams Central. The Patriots will call a timeout here in quarter number one. We'll take a break with a minute and 49 seconds to play. It is Adams Central still trailing 5-2. You're listening to high school basketball.
Family Medical Center of Hastings is the place to go for all your healthcare needs. Their team is trained to treat the whole person, regardless of age. They provide a wide range of medical care, including acute care, routine health screenings, and treatment of chronic conditions. Family Medical Center is the area's only independent family medicine clinic. They're dedicated to providing you the best care in the most cost-effective manner. Your family's home for healthcare. 1021 West 14th Street, proud to support all area student athletes.
KHAS Radio, 1230 AM and 104.1 FM.
Mike Will, Jane Shaw back here at Lynn Farrell Arena tonight. High school basketball for you on KHAS. A rare Saturday night thing here. Usually we have Bronco basketball, but Hastings College, the men's team, playing away from home down in Fort Lauderdale this weekend. There's a short jumper up into the lane by Paul Fagot. He misses from point-blank range. And the ball is recovered here by Riley Marsh of Waverly. The Vikings out on top 5-2. There's a shot in the lane. It's going to be no good there. Now we got a foul that's going to be called. Boy, we've been stuck in this score for a while. Neither team can find the range here. Personal foul is going to be whistled. Khalif Alec going to pick up the personal foul. That's going to be his first. That's going to be team foul number two on the Vikings. So 5-2 is the score. Adams Central is trailing here in the ballgame. Patriots have gotten two free throws from Dunker Shestack. That's it. Patriots still looking for their first field goal here in the first quarter. Here's Fagot with the ball to Eckhart over on the left side. That's going to be Tegmeyer who's into the ballgame. Out between the rings again, Jacob Eckhart to a Tegmeyer on the wing. Tegmeyer dribbles one, sends it down in the corner to a Dylan Jensen, who's in there now for head coach Zach Foster. To the free throw line for goal. Outside to Eckhart for three. That's way off of the mark, no good. And the ball goes out of bounds, and it's going to be Waverly ball. Patriots are playing here at Lynn Farrell Arena for the first time, and just the background with the rims stuck out there in no man's land, so to speak. A really different look than Adams Central really would have at home. The Patriots right now 0-for-5 from the field. They have gone without a field goal here in the first half. Just a couple of free throws from Shestack. Although the Vikings are not shooting the ball real well either here in the first quarter. 5-2 is the score. Waverly has got the ball. There's a Marsh out here at the top of the key. Goes over on the wing to Jaden. Back out on top to Marsh for three. Shot good. Riley Marsh throws down a one great nutrition three-pointer from the top of the key. That gives the Vikings now an 8-2 advantage over Adams Central. There's Eckhart with the ball. We're down to 23 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Fagot has got the ball at the free throw line. Fagot moves it down in the corner. That's going to be Shestack. Gets it back to Fagot. Backs up. Nice move to the basket. A shot up there. No good. And the ball rebounded here by Alec for Waverly. He gets it into the hands of Jaden. He brings it into the offensive zone with 5 seconds. Out on top, here's a Marsh with the ball. Marsh brings it back to Jaden for three. Shot is up there. No good. And that is the end of the first quarter of play. So not a thing of beauty here. In the first quarter, Waverly has got the lead. The score after one, Waverly 8, Adams Central 2. You're listening to high school basketball.
Shop Russ's Market in Hastings for all of your holiday needs. Russ's Market has all of your holiday cooking supplies. Deli trays, wines and spirits, scrumptious bakery items, butcher shop fresh meats, only the freshest produce, beverages and snacks, and the list goes on and on. Too busy to cook? Stop by the deli and take home some delicious fried chicken. And remember, Russ's Market gift cards make the perfect gift for anyone on your shopping list. Russ's Market at 7th and Burlington in Hastings, because quality matters.
Five Points Bank of Hastings is strongly committed to serving the financial needs of our community in a safe and sound manner. This is Terry Anstein, your bank president. You just heard our mission statement. It isn't very long, but it is right on the money. We are ranked at the very top of safety and soundness ratings and have grown to be the largest bank in the area. Our experienced and friendly bankers will provide high-quality banking services to help you meet your financial goals. Five Points Bank of Hastings, the better bank.
KHAS Radio.
Mike Will, Jane Shaw back here at Lynn Farrell Arena on the campus of Hastings College. We have got the Heartland Hoops Holiday Classic going on. Six games today. Four of them are already in the books. This is game five. We'll have Hastings High, Grand Island Central Catholic coming up in our next game here tonight. So a little special Saturday night treat for you with high school basketball. Waverly has got the ball back in their offensive end. Marsh down in the corner. Adams Central is going to be in a man-to-man defense. They'll play zone and man-to-man here in this ball game against the Vikings here tonight. Riley Marsh with the ball. Entry pass. They get it to Jaden down in the corner right side. Three-pointer by Heffelfinger, no good. Offensive rebound by Murray. Follow shot is up there, it's good, and he's fouled in the play. Cole Murray with an offensive board and a putback there as he scores, and the personal foul is going to be whistled on Eckhart. That's going to be the second foul on Jacob Eckhart, team foul number two on the Patriots. And now Riley Marsh, a 40% foul shooter, will go to the free throw line here for Waverly. Again, the Vikings are ranked number three this week, according to the Omaha World Herald in the Class B poll. It's now a 10-2 ball game as the Vikings are out on top. Marsh will have a free throw. A shot is up there, and the shot is good. Waverly now 1 out of 3 from the free throw line, and the Vikings have increased their lead 11-2. The Patriots have still not hit a field goal here in the ball game. They go the entire first quarter with just 2 free throws. They have not hit a field goal, and now we are 45 seconds into the second quarter. Adams Central works, and we got a foul called here. Cole Murray picks up the foul as he tried to poke the ball away from Adams Central's Jaden Tegmeyer. That's going to be team foul number 3 on the Vikings, so no free throws here. Sam Dirks will play things in. So Adams Central scoring 58 points last night against Fillmore Central. Now they're looking for their first field goal of this ball game. And we are a minute into the second quarter, 7 minutes to go. Adams Central trailing by a score of 11-2. Dirks with the ball at the top of the key. There's Fagot. Ball goes over to Jacob Eckhart inside to Fagot. He is double teamed. He goes up with a shot anyway and hits it. There's our first field goal of the ball game for Adams Central. It's an 11-4 ball game. 6:43 left on the clock there in the second quarter. So the Patriots go a long, long time without scoring a field goal here in this ball game, but they got one now. Driving the ball in the hole there. It's going to be up and in. Landon Jaden takes it from the wing on the right side just to the goal, and he drops it down through the hole. That's his first field goal of the ball game. 13-4 now. Waverly is out on top of Adams Central here at Lynn Ferrell Arena. Entry pass again. They get it to Fagot. This time the shot's going to be blocked down. Riley Marsh gets a block for Waverly. Back the other way, screaming to the hole is Preston Harms, and he's going to be fouled on the play. Preston Harms taking it down the right sideline, cut it to the hole. He's immediately fouled in the play here. Sam Dirks, the guilty party. That's going to be the first foul on Sam Dirks. Team foul number three on the Patriots. Going to the free throw line will be Waverly, and stepping to the line is going to be Preston Harms. He will miss his first shot here. Harms, a 55% foul shooter on the season. He's their leading scorer, averaging 16.3 points per ball game. Harms, he had 13 in their loss last night. Second shot is up there. It's going to be good. So Preston Harms hits one out of two. And now is a double-digit lead here for Waverly. It is 14-4. Waverly has got the lead. There's a Tegmeyer with the ball. Jaden Tegmeyer, double dribble violation. Tegmeyer out here in three-point territory trying to move it to the right side of the floor. It's whistled for a double dribble violation. Kind of an unforced error right there. Five turnovers now on Adams Central here in the first half. The Patriots are down in this ball game by a score of 14-4. By the way, the Nebraska volleyball team playing for the NCAA National Championship tonight. It's just now getting started. You can catch the action over on the Breeze, KOIQ 94.5. You can switch back and forth. We'll have all the action for you here from Lynn Farrell Arena, and you can stay up to date on what's going on with the volleyball match on the Breeze tonight. There's a shot in the lane there by Eckhart that bounces off of the right side. No good. Rebound comes down to Cole Murray. Murray runs her back the other way. Left-handed dribble gives it away now to Harms. Now to Murray. Nice pass inside to Marsh. His shot no good. Rebound there by Sam Dirks. Dirks wants to run her back the other way. Comes to the near sideline. Shestack has got the ball. Shestack out here to Eckhart. Open for three. Takes the shot. Misses that one. Rebound underneath the basket. A follow shot is up there by Tegmeyer. No good. And the rebound here to Heffelfinger for a Waverly. Heffelfinger's pass is going to be intercepted. Intercepted there by the Patriots. That's going to be turnover number three on Waverly. Here comes Sam Dirks with the ball now for Adams Central. And now head coach Zach Foster wants to call another timeout. Patriots still looking for some offense in this ballgame. 4 minutes and 51 seconds to play in the second quarter. We'll take a break. Waverly 14, Adams Central 4.
Small towns. This is home to me. I can't imagine being anywhere else. There's a sense of camaraderie, helping whenever you can. We are more caring because of that, because, you know, we want to do the best for our neighbors and our friends.
When you hear that you have metastatic breast cancer, you get knocked down, and either you stay down or you pick yourself up and you keep going.
We are Nebraskans, and we are ultimately a family.
It goes from there. Carlene is one of those that says, just do it. And who will talk and who will joke with you and who will cry with you.
One of the things that I truly love about Mary Lanning is that we are an independent hospital. We don't have somebody out in California telling us how to run our hospital. At Mary Lanning, we can make things happen. I'm Carlene Springer, and I'm a Nebraskan at heart.
KHAS Radio, 1230 AM and 104.1 FM.
All right, back here at Lynn Farrell Arena, Adams Central is 1 out of 11 from the field right now as we work here with 4 minutes and 51 seconds to play in the second quarter. The Patriots are trailing in this ball game to Waverly. The score is 14-4. Sam Dirks has got the ball for Adams Central. Comes over here to Tegmeyer. His shot for three is good. He hits the one great nutrition three-pointer from just to the right of the circle. 14-7 now. Maybe that'll jumpstart the Adams Central offense here in this ball game. Waverly has got the ball. There's Jaden right there at the free throw line. Kicks her back out here. And three-pointers thrown up there by Harms. No good, but another offensive rebound. Cole Murray grabs another board there for the Vikings of Waverly. They work the ball inside. They kick her down in the corner. Jaden has got the ball. Landon Jaden with the ball over here on the wing as he dribbles with it there against Jacob Eckhart. Comes across the top. Now back outside. Here's Jaden for three. His shot is up there. No good. Cole Murray with another offensive board. Murray gets it out to the top of the key. Jaden has got the ball. Jaden penetrates down the lane. Nice dish. A shot is up there. No good by Strabecki. Gets his own shot. Goes back up and he's fouled into play. Strabecki will go to the free throw line here for Waverly. The personal foul is going to be called here on Adams Central's Paul Fagot. So Cooper Strabecki will go to the free throw line. And his shot is up there. It's going to be off of the right side. No good. They'll have another shot here. Here comes A.J. Heffelfinger into the ball game again for Waverly. 14-7 is the score. 3:51 to play here in the second quarter. Second shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Adams Central. So the Patriots down by seven. As poorly as they have shot, they better feel fortunate they're only down by 7 points right now. Here's a Sam Dirks with the ball. Dirks now to Eckhart, takes the ball into the paint, gives it up, goes down to the baseline. Shestack has got it. Here's a Sam Dirks looking to penetrate. He is cut off nicely there by the Vikings. Cross-court pass goes over to Techmeyer to Fagot. Dirks gets it back for three. His shot's off of the mark, no good. Rebound comes down here to the Vikings. Dayton has got the ball as he runs her back the other way. Top of the key, here's a Heffelfinger now. Over on the wing on the right side, Adams Central is in a man-to-man defense. Deep in the left corner, his shot for three is up there good. A.J. Heffelfinger, he throws up a one great nutrition three-pointer from deep in the left corner. And now it's back to a 10-point ball game, 17-7. Here's Fagot, little 10-footer off of the left baseline, no good. Rebound Harms. Strabecki back the other way as he drives into the hole. Big collision underneath the hole here. And we're going to have a foul called here. It's going to be an offensive foul called there on Cooper Strabecki for a Waverly. That's going to be his first personal foul. Team foul number four on the Vikings. You're listening to high school basketball tonight on 1230 KHAS Hastings. Also at 104.1 FM. Online, hastingslink.com. Online at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Our internet streaming is brought to you by Barney Insurance in Kearney, Holdridge, Lexington, and Lincoln. 17-7 is the score. Waverly has got the lead. Adams Central with the ball. There's a Sam Dirks on the wing on the right side. Gets it to a Tegmeyer. Down to the far side. Long-range jumper by Jensen. Air ball, no good. Battle for the rebound. 3-4 players hit the deck. Jump ball is going to be called. And what do we have? We have a jump ball called, the possession arrow pointing in favor of Adams Central. I think Waverly wanted to call a timeout, but nobody really had possession of the ball at the bottom of the stack there. So a jump ball is called, and Waverly is going to get the ball. A couple of the scores from this classic so far. Omaha Scott beat Kearney Catholic today by the score of 35-31. That's the first loss of the season for the Stars. They beat Hastings High handily last night, but the Stars losing tonight to Omaha Scott 35-31. Amherst beat Central City 70-46. It was O'Neill St. Mary's beating Blue Hill today 65-45. First game saw Fall City Sacred Heart down Loomis by the score of 55-47. And now they've changed their minds. Adams Central is going to play things in. Patriots will have the ball on the alternating jump. This is going to be Dylan Jensen with the ball out on top. Tegmeyer, bounce pass goes inside to Eckhart. Jump pass over to Fagot down in the corner. Paul Fagot is trapped. His pass comes out on top, deflected away from Tegmeyer. Turnover on Adams Central. Here comes a Murray back the other way, and he drops it through the hole for a field goal. Cole Murray has now got 6 points in the ball game, and it is now a 19-7 ball game. Adams Central is trailing by a dozen here in quarter number two. There's no offense whatsoever. Here's a shot from long range. No good again by Jacob Eckhart. The Patriots try to save it. They can't do it. It goes out of bounds. It's like somebody put Ma's kettle lid on top of the basket here. for Adams Central because they have had a tough time. They were 1 out of 11, and now they've shot to 10 times so far, 10 times in this quarter. They're trailing here by a score of 19-7. There's a shot put up there from three-point range by Murray. No good. Long rebound. Hyatt Collins grabs the ball here for Adams Central. Here come the Patriots now. Jaden Tegmeyer has got it in the offensive zone. Tegmeyer gets it over here to Jacob Eckhart. Somebody's going to have to find a hot hand here. Jacob Eckhart goes to Fagot. Free throw line. Jumper. Bingo. Paul Fagot hits the jumper from the free throw line. He scored 26 in the ball game last night. And now we got a timeout called here by Waverly. 1:13 to play in the second quarter. We'll take a break with a score. Waverly 19, Adams Central 9.
Whether you're talking sports or farming, one thing is the same. You need power. Think Husker Power products for propane, natural gas, and diesel irrigation engines customized to your needs. When you require irrigation power, parts, or timely service, think Husker Power products, your provider of GM-powered natural gas and LP high-efficiency irrigation engines and fuel-efficient Isuzu diesel engines. Call 402-463-1531 for Husker Power Products of Hastings, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters, now also located in Sutton.
KHAS Radio.
All right, the Patriots, 3 out of 17 for the ball game. That is 17%. 3 out of 17 for Adams Central in this ball game. They have fallen behind by the score of 19-9. I thought when they put 58 on the board last night against Fillmore Central, I thought, hey, maybe they've shot their way out of a slump here. But, boy, Adams Central having a tough time. Waverly, a much better team here tonight. Waverly, one of the top teams in Class B. But the Patriots are just having a tough time finding the range here in this ball game tonight. 19-9 is the score. Waverly has got the ball back in their offensive end. Out on top, that's going to be Jaden with the ball. Moves it down in the corner to Murray. Now to Jaden, his bounce pass in the lane. He's going to be tipped and intercepted. Fourth turnover there on Waverly in the ball game. Here comes Adams Central back with the ball. Patriots have got it down the near sideline. Jacob Eckhart works against Murray behind his screen. Eckhart takes it to the free throw line, kicks it out to Fagot. He nails a three-pointer. Paul Fagot hits the one great nutrition three-pointer from the top of the key. That makes the score 19-12. Adams Central back to within 7 points here in the ball game. And now it's going to be Waverly going for the last shot here. You've got Jaden just dribbling the ball out here near the 10-second line. The Patriots are not going to apply any pressure out here. We got to 14 seconds to go. Jaden looks at the clock. We're down to 10 seconds, and now they'll work the offense here. Jaden trying to set up the last shot here for Waverly. Top of the key. Heffelfinger over here to Harms. Throws up an off-balance three. A shot no good. Rebound comes down to Adams Central, and that's going to be the end of the second quarter of play. So we have reached halftime here tonight. Waverly has got the lead over Adams Central by 7 points. But like I said before, the Patriots got to feel fortunate that the way we've been shooting the ball, that we're within the 7 points. So they're within striking distance as we head to the second half. Our halftime score, Waverly 19, Adams Central 12. You are listening to high school basketball tonight on KHIS.
This is Bob from B&B Carpet and Donovan. So you've been thinking of new flooring but have no idea what you want or need. Let me introduce you to our family with over 50 years combined experience. Russ, Mandy, Donna, and my son Josh. Please come in to see us at B&B and we will do our best to help you choose your new flooring. B&B Carpet and Donovan, where our customers say, that's where we always go.
We found ourselves not able to attend our grandson's ball games. Those schools were providing us opportunities to actually watch those games. And we are in the midst of watching a basketball game when all of a sudden the last 2 to 3 minutes were becoming slowed. And that's when I knew that there was something better that was going to be out there. Fellow did a great job. And as far as we were concerned, it couldn't come fast enough. If you are considering looking at Aloe, I would get on their list right away.
When you need body work, call Sealy's Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and uses environmentally friendly products. Sealy's Body Shop, the name you trust. Located at 201 South Hastings Avenue in Hastings.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company at 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades. Shop Thompson Oil Company in Hastings.
The KHAS Radio High School Halftime Show is brought to you by Family Medical Center of Hastings, your family's home for healthcare since 1963 at 1021 West 14th Street in Hastings.
All right, back here at Lynn Pearl Arena, the Osborne Sports Complex here tonight. Adams Central is trailing Waverly in the Heartland Hoops Holiday Classic. Score at halftime 19-12. Adams Central trailed 8-2 at the end of the first quarter after they went 0-6 from the field in the first quarter of play. Paul Pagot is leading Adams Central in scoring so far. He's got a couple of field goals, and he's hit a three-pointer. He's got 7 points. Jaden Techmeyer has knocked down a three. And a Decker Shestack, 2 out of 2 from the free throw line for 2 points. That is it. Adams Central with 12 points on the board here at halftime. Waverly got 6 points in the first half from Cole Murray on 3 field goals. Preston Harms has got a three-pointer, and he's 1 for 2 from the free throw line for 4. Riley Marsh has got a three-pointer. He's 1 for 1 from the free throw line for 4 points. A.J. Heffelfinger has knocked down a tray for 3, and Cooper Skrabecki has got an 0-for-2 performance from the free throw line here in the first half of play. Waverly 2 out of 7 from the line here in the first half. Again, this is the 5th game of 6 today here at the Heartland Hoops Holiday Classic. We started early this morning with the Falls City Sacred Heart knocking off the Loomis Wolves today by the score of 55-47. Second ball game, it was close for a while, but O'Neill St. Mary's, the Cardinals, they pull away from the Blue Hill Bobcats and they win by the score of 65-45. Amherst beat Central City today 70-46. Ballgame just completed prior to this one. Omaha Scott beat Kearney Catholic by the score of 35-31. First loss of the season for the Stars. Adams Central right now trailing Waverly at halftime. The score is 19-12. And our last ball game tonight will feature Hastings High and the Crusaders of Grand Island Central Catholic, the defending Class C2 state champions and the number one ranked team this week in Class C2. As we mentioned, we're using Hastings College here tonight because the Hastings College men's basketball team, they have made a trip down to Fort Lauderdale. They lost their ball game with the University of Fort Lauderdale last night, 83-80. Same two teams played again today, and Fort Lauderdale this time beats Hastings by 4 points. It was 65-61, the final score today. So the Broncos fall to 6 wins and 10 losses on the season. Hastings hit 38% from the field today, knocked down 5 out of 25 from three-point territory. Hastings had a 13-point lead with about 15 and a half minutes to play in the game, but they could not hold on, and Fort Lauderdale beats Hastings by the score of 65-61. So the Broncos dropped to 6 wins and 10 losses on the season. Deshaun Walker had 14 points for Hastings today. Matthias Nchikube had 14 points, and Carson Gasselbaum had 13. So Hastings will return home now. They've got a non-conference game next Thursday night, and then they'll return to conference play on January the 1st. They've got a game here against Briarcliff. Hastings College women, they're taking some days off for the holidays, and they won't get back to action until January 1st in that doubleheader with the Chargers of Briarcliff. Again, our score at halftime, 19-12. Adams Central is trailing Waverly. We'll take a break and come back and check the shooting numbers as we continue on KHAS.
Russ's Market in Hastings for all of your holiday needs. Russ's Market has all of your holiday cooking supplies. Deli trays, wines and spirits, scrumptious bakery items, butcher shop fresh meats, only the freshest produce, beverages and snacks, and the list goes on and on. Too busy to cook? Stop by the deli and take home some delicious fried chicken. And remember, Russ's Market gift cards make the perfect gift for anyone on your shopping list. Russ's Market at 7th and Burlington in Hastings, because quality matters.
Again, at halftime, 19-12 is the score. Waverly has got the lead over Adams Central. Here are your shooting numbers in the first half of play. Adams Central hitting only 22% from the floor. Here in the first half, they are 4 out of 18. We mentioned they were 0 out of 6 in the first quarter. They got 4 out of 12 to go down in the second quarter. So the Patriots, 4 out of 18 here in the first half, 22%. Adams Central and three-pointers, 2 out of 8. That's 25%. Waverly, meanwhile, has hit on 37% of their field goals. They are 7 out of 19. Waverly, 3 out of 11 on three-pointers. That's 27%. Rebounds right now, Waverly has got 13. Adams Central has got 9. The turnovers tied up at 6 turnovers apiece. In the steal category, we've got Adams Central with 5 so far. Waverly has got 2. Waverly has had a block shot from Cole Murray. Adams Central with no block shots. Adams Central 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. Waverly is 2 out of 7. So those are some halftime stats for you, with Adams Central trailing in this ball game by a score of 19-12. Again, our scoreboard update here during halftime was brought to you by Furniture and Mattress Direct. We deliver the score. Furniture and Mattress Direct delivers to your door. Get free local delivery, setup, and removal on any Beautyrest mattress purchase. Get more than what you expect when you shop Furniture and Mattress Direct just south of the Sonic in Hastings, and online at FurnitureDirectHastings.com. That is the halftime show. We've got the second half coming up. You're listening to High School Basketball.
The Halftime Show has been brought to you by Family Medical Center of Hastings, your family's home for health care since 1963 at 1021 West 14th Street in Hastings. Stay tuned. The second half is straight ahead on Hastings Link to High School Sports. KHAS Radio, 1230 AM and 104.1 FM.
Shop Russ's Market in Hastings for all of your holiday needs. Russ's Market has all of your holiday cooking supplies. Deli trays, wines and spirits, scrumptious bakery items, butcher shop fresh meats, only the freshest produce, beverages and snacks, and the list goes on and on. Too busy to cook? Stop by the deli and take home some delicious fried chicken. And remember, Russ's Market gift cards make the perfect gift for anyone on your shopping list. Russ's Market at 7th and Burlington in Hastings, because quality matters.
As times have changed, so have our customers' needs. Gary Michaels Clothiers in Hastings meets these needs with the largest selection of fine menswear between Lincoln and Denver. Our mission is to provide our customers with a complete selection of quality tailored clothing, accessories, sportswear, and to deliver an uncompromising level of service. And for the ladies, Gary Michaels carries Brighton jewelry, handbags, and footwear. For casual to professional menswear, shop Gary Michaels in downtown Hastings and on the Bricks in Kearney.
KHAS Radio.
Mike Will, Jane Shaw back here at the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Farrell Arena. Get ready for the second half here between Waverly and Adams Central as we play in the 2021 Heartland Hoops Holiday Classic. This is the second annual event. Had some good crowds throughout the afternoon. We expect good crowds throughout the evening. We got Hastings High coming up here against the Grand Island Central Catholic in our grand finale later on. The Crusaders, the defending Class C2 state champs. Hastings High will battle them in our last ball game. We'll have that one for you as well here on KHAS Radio. Waverly will go to work here to begin the third quarter. They go right to work inside. That's going to be Murray, and he scores. Cole Murray scores just to the left of the basket there. He's now got 8 points in the ball game on 4 field goals. Waverly will attack here in backcourt. Bringing the ball up for Adams Central with a left-handed dribble is going to be Jacob Eckhart. Eckhart works against Murray. Brings it across the 10-second line. There's a pass that can be deflected into the Adams Central bench. A.J. Heffelfinger ends up in the arms of assistant coach Sam Hunt down here. Adams Central playing things up here on the near sideline as they get it to a Jacob Eckhart. Waverly in a man-to-man defense. Eckhart has got the ball now behind a Fagot screen. Fagot here at the top of the key. He's got the basketball, goes over on the right side. That's Tegmeyer with the ball. Tegmeyer dribbles with it on the wing. Staring him down is Riley Marsh. Here's Hyatt Collins with the ball. Now to Fago at the top of the key. Out here on the perimeter, Eckhart's got the ball back inside to Fago. His shot is off of the window. It's going to be no good. Rebounded here by Shestack. He loses the ball, picked up in the corner. AC has got it down there. Tegmeyer's got it. Tegmeyer down to a Hyatt Collins. He'll try something else here. Here's Eckhart with the ball. Dribbles into the free throw line. He stops there. Has to get rid of it. He does. Tegmeyer drives into the hole. His shot's going to be blocked down there. And it goes out of bounds. It's going to be Adams Central ball. A.J. Heffelfinger getting a block as the Patriots took the ball in the hole. Good block there by A.J. It's going to be Adams Central inbounding the ball. Baseline left side to get it in. Down in the corner, Tegmeyer's shot for three is up there. No good. Hyatt Collins with a rebound. His pass is going to be intercepted. Here come the Vikings down the far sideline. Heffelfinger has got the ball. Heffelfinger outside down to Murray. Down to A.J. for three. Shot is up there. It's short. No good. Rebound comes down to him for goal. Nearly took a roll down through the cylinder. Paul Fago has got the ball now for Adams Central. Comes across the top. Eckhart has got it. Eckhart now to a Jaden Tegmeyer. 6:10 to play here in the third quarter. 21-12 is the score. Waverly has got the lead here over Adams Central. Eckhart has got it. Eckhart out here to a Hyatt Collins. Bounce pass. They get it outside to a Shestack. Now back inside to Fago. He's stripped of the ball. Waverly comes down with the ball, but they're going to be out of bounds. They got the block on the Fago inside, but the Vikings come down with the ball, and they stumped on the inline. So the Patriots get a break here. Adams Central inbound the ball, baseline left side underneath their own basket. 21-12, the Patriots are trailing here. They'll inbound the ball into a Jaden Tegmeyer. Dribble penetration toward the hole, takes it all the way to the rack. His shot no good. Rebound Collins. His shot no good. He's knocked down. Here comes Heffelfinger back now for Waverly to Harms. Out here to Heffelfinger. There's Jaden with the ball. Landon Jaden trying to penetrate inside. He stops left side of the lane. Gets it out to Harms for three. Shot no good. Rebound comes down to Fago. He is hit on the play, and a foul is going to be called here on Riley Marsh. Riley Marsh picks up the foul. That's going to be his first. That's going to be team foul number one on the Vikings. The head coach for Waverly used to play for Zach Foster when he was at Donovan. Ryan Reeder used to play for Zach when he was the head coach of the Donovan Cardinals. They had a nice little conversation earlier tonight between the two. 21-12 is our score here. Vikings have got the lead over Adams Central here in this one. Here's a Tegmeyer with the ball. Tegmeyer gives it away to Sam Dirks. Now to Hyatt Collins out here in three-point territory. Hyatt Collins dribbling with the ball. Sends it over in the far sideline to Eckhart. Gives the ball back away to Hyatt. Hyatt now to a Jaden Tegmeyer. Entry pass inside to Fago. His shot is up there no good. He's hammered on the play. Fago will go to the free throw line as he is fouled in the play here. Personal foul whistle on Waverly's Landon Jaden. That's going to be his first personal foul. Team foul number two on the Vikings. Fago to the free throw line for Adams Central. He's got 7 points in the ball game. His shot is up there good. Adams Central is a team hitting 44% from the free throw line this season. The other numbers are not very good either. 33% from the field, 17% from three-point territory. But Adams Central tonight from the free throw line, 4 out of 4. And the Patriots back to within 7 points here. 21-14 is our score early in quarter number three here at Lynn Farrell Arena. Waverly has got the ball. That's a Murray with it now. Murray bounce pass into the lane. It's going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Dirks. That's going to be turnover number 7 on the Vikings in this ballgame. Adams Central has a chance to slice into the lead right here. Tegmeyer has got it. Tegmeyer to the free throw line. Bounce pass here to Eckhart. He's shot up there and in. Jacob Eckhart scores the assist there to Tegmeyer. And the Patriots have kept this lead to 5 points. 21-16. 4 minutes and 15 seconds to play here in the third quarter from Lynn Farrell Arena tonight. Landon Jaden has got the ball. Jaden here at the top of the key goes over to Heffelfinger. Jaden gets the ball back just to the right of the circle. Jaden dribbles with the ball, gets it to Murray now. Top of the circle, and now we got a timeout. Waverly. Waverly calls a timeout. The Patriots battling back to within 5 points now in the third quarter. 3 minutes and 57 seconds to play in the period. It is Waverly 21, Adams Central 16. Get more than you.
expect at Furniture Direct.
It's year-end savings time at Furniture Direct and Mattress Direct in Hastings. Save on select items throughout the store that are in stock and ready to be in your home. Save up to $200 on Beautyrest Black mattresses. Plus, get up to 24 months special financing. But hurry, once 2021 is over, so are the savings. Now that's getting more than you expect. Furniture Direct and Mattress Direct, behind Sonic in Hastings. And find even more savings online at FurnitureDirectHastings.com.
KHAS Radio, 1230 AM and 104.1 FM.
And welcome back to the Husker Power Products broadcast booth. Powered by natural gas and diesel irrigation engines from Husker Power Products of Hastings and Sutton. It is a 21-16 ball game. Adams Central now within 5 points. Waverly's got the ball. There's a shot from long range, a three-pointer. Good. Carter Golan throwing up a three-pointer. He just came in there and knocks down a one great nutrition three-pointer. For Waverly as a goal and throws down a three, making it a 24-16 ball game. Adams Central now with the ball in their offensive end. There's Eckhart with the ball. Eckhart penetrating down the right side of the lane. Gives it up now to Fugot. Eckhart in the corner. He takes a long jumper. It's going to be no good. Murray with the rebound. Cole Murray down the far sideline. Golan has got it. Golan moves it down in the corner. Driving toward the hole. It's going to be Heffelfinger's shot. Good. So a three and a two. Coming out of that timeout, and bam, just like that, it's back to a 10-point ball game. 26-16 is the score. Patriots trailing here. 3 minutes to go in quarter number three from Lynn Farrell Arena. Eckhart with the ball for Adams Central. Here's a Tegmeyer. Tegmeyer dribbling with it. Now to Sam Dirks out here in three-point territory. Dirks gets it over here to Jacob Eckhart. Skip pass goes to the far side. Tegmeyer's got the ball. Cross-court pass here to Dirks. Takes it into the paint. Back to Tegmeyer in the corner. He drives the baseline toward the goal. His shot up there. Hits the bottom side of the glass. He gets it back out here to Dirks. His shot for three is up there. No good. Rebound comes down to Hyatt Collins. Collins underneath the hole there to Eckhart. Shot is good, and he's fouling the play. Jacob Eckhart gets the field goal there for Adams Central. The bucket is going to count. Personal foul is going to be called here on Preston Harms. That's going to be his first personal foul. So a great job for Adams Central, just chasing after those loose balls, grabbing some offensive boards, and finally they get a field goal from Jacob Eckhart. And now Jacob will go to the free throw line here for Adams Central and try to make this a three-point play. Patriots hanging close within striking distance. 26-18 is our score with 2 minutes and 23 seconds to play here in the third quarter. Eckhart to the line. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. That's the first free throw that the Patriots have missed here tonight. They're now 4 out of 5 from the free throw line. 26-18. Waverly's got the ball. Golan has got it. His pass intercepted. Intercepted there by Adams Central's Tegmeyer. He gets it to Collins. Now to Tegmeyer in the lane. Tegmeyer has to get out of there. Now we got a traveling violation. So they forced the turnover. Then Adams Central gives it right back on a turnover violation in the lane there. 26-18 is our score. Waverly has got the lead with 2 minutes and 5 seconds to play here in the third quarter. Here comes A.J. Heffelfinger with the ball. Adams Central playing the third-ranked team in Class B here tonight in the Waverly Vikings, who lost last night to Elkhorn North. There's a Harms. He moves it down in the corner. Now back outside here. Cross-court pass. Jumper from the deep right corner. That's not going to go. Carter Golan misses, and the ball is lost out of bounds there off of the fingertips of Waverly. And it's going to be Adams Central inbounding the ball here in backcourt. So Fagot is going to come in. Dirks is going to go out now for head coach Zach Foster. 1:44 to play here in the third quarter. 26-18 is our score. Adams Central is trailing. They play the ball in, and they throw the ball out of bounds. Hyatt Collins trying to find the Fagot on the far sideline. They were on the same page, and it's going to be a turnover on Adams Central. That's the 8th turnover on the Pats. Coming into the ball game now for Waverly is going to be Cole Murray. Cole Murray back into the ball game here for Waverly. Now they got the 6 guys out there. Going out is going to be Riley Marsh. It's going to be Waverly inbounding the ball, baseline right side underneath their own basket. looking to play things in. They throw it out here in the three-point territory. Heffelfinger has got the ball. We have a foul called here on Adams Central. That's going to go on Grant Trausch. So Grant Trausch now into the ball game here for AC. Trausch, a 5'11" junior, seeing some playing time here at Lynn Farrell Arena. 26-18 is our score. Waverly has got the lead. Minute and 30 seconds to play here in the third. Here's Cole Murray with the ball. Takes it in the lane. Throws it to the far sideline. Jumper is up there. It's going to be no good. Offensive rebound. A.J. Heffelfinger has got it. Takes the ball in the paint. His shot up there no good, but he's hit on the arm. And a foul is going to be called here on to Adams Central. That's going to go on Fagot. That's going to be his second personal foul. Going to the free throw line will be A.J. Heffelfinger. He has got 5 points in the ball game. This will be his first chance at a free throw, and his shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Waverly hit only 2 out of 7 from the free throw line in the first half. Heffelfinger misses that one. He's a 56% foul shooter on the season. Vikings still have the advantage here in the third. Next shot is up there, another miss. And a rebound is going to be out of bounds. It was last touch there by Waverly. So Adams Central will play things in. High school basketball action here tonight on 1230 KHIS, 104.1 FM, and online at hastingslink.com and at platriverpreps.com. Internet streaming brought to you by Barney Insurance in Kearney, Holdridge, Lexington, and Lincoln. Here's Eckhart trying to penetrate. The ball knocked loose. It's picked up here by Waverly on the turnover. Back to the other end is Murray. His shot up there, no good. Misses the layup, and the rebound comes down here to Adams Central. Dirks to Fagot. Shot no good. Foul called. Adams Central, great job in the transition, running back the other way after Waverly misses the driving layup. And a personal foul is going to be whistled here on the Vikings. The foul goes on Sam Schoenkow, who just checked into the ball game there for the Waverly Vikings. He's a 5'10" junior. And now we've got Fagot going to the free throw line. All Fagot has got 9 points in the game. His shot is up there. It's going to be good. Fagot now 3 out of 3 from the free throw line tonight. He scored 26 last night in the win over Fillmore Central. He had 26 of the 58 points. Adams Central picking up their second win of the season last night over Fillmore Central, 58-41. Next shot is up there. That one rattles out of there. No good by Fagot. So now it's a 7-point ball game again, 26-19. The Patriots had it down to 5 a little while ago. Waverly has got the ball back in their offensive end. On the wing on the right side, Jaden has got it, takes it into the paint. The Shurenko, and this side's up there and in. So Sam Shurenko officially gets the field goal there. That's his first field goal of the ball game. 28-19 is our score now. Jaden Tegmeyer with the ball for Adams Central out here in three-point territory. Tegmeyer now with 12 seconds here in the third quarter. Tegmeyer using a screen from Fagot, moves it to the left side. Now to Dirks to Fagot. Paul Fagot looking inside, now goes up for a shot. He's going to be fouled in a play, but in two-point territory. The foul is going to go on the Landon Jaden. That's going to be his second personal foul. Fagot was trying to get a three-pointer away, but he stepped right in front of the three-point arc there. Was fouled in the play by Landon Jaden. So it's going to be Fagot going to the free throw line. He'll have two shots here. 28-19, 0.8 seconds remaining here in the third quarter. Shot from the free throw line is going to be up there and in. That makes a 28-20 ball game. So again, Adams Central as poorly as they have shot the ball tonight. They're still within 8 points. Next shot is up there. It's going to be good by Fagot. That was 28-21. Here's a shot from half court. That's going to be no good. And that is the end of the third quarter of play. Waverly has got the lead over Adams Central after 3. Waverly 28, Adams Central 21. You're listening to high school basketball.
At Friesen Ford in Aurora, we are breaking the notion that car buying has to be a stressful process. Instead, we're making it a simple and easy process, since our entire staff has you, the customer, as our first priority. But don't take our word for it. Here's what our customers have said. Easiest purchase we've ever made. Awesome place to buy a car. Great service. This was a wonderful experience. Experience the friendly Friesen Ford difference for yourself today. Located 20 miles east of Grand Island, just off I-80 in Aurora, or anytime at FriesenFord.com.
Family Medical Center of Hastings is the place to go for all your healthcare needs. Their team is trained to treat the whole person, regardless of age. They provide a wide range of medical care, including acute care, routine health screenings, and treatment of chronic conditions. Family Medical Center is the area's only independent family medicine clinic. They're dedicated to providing you the best care in the most cost-effective manner. Your family's home for healthcare. 1021 West 14th Street, proud to support all area student athletes.
KHAS Radio, 1230 AM and 104.1 FM.
All right, back here at Lynn Farrell Arena, 28-21 is our score. Adams Central is trailing here in the ball game. And earlier today, the University of Fort Lauderdale beat the Hastings College men's basketball team 65-61 today. Deshaun Walker, 14 points. Matthias Nchikube had 14 points. Broncos are now 6-10 on the season, losing a couple of games on that Florida road trip. There's a shot by Pagot in the lane. It's going to be up there and in for Adams Central. Pagot has now got 14 points in the basketball game, and the Patriots are within 5 points here in the fourth quarter, 28-23. There's a pass going to be deflected out of bounds by Pagot. It's going to be Waverly inbounding the ball, baseline right side underneath their own basket. 28-23, 7:35 to play in the game. There's a pass that's going to be deflected away in the paint there. Trying to get it to a Murray right in front of the basket, but a foul is going to be called here on Jacob Eckhart for Adams Central. That is going to be the third foul on Eckhart. No free throws here. That's only the third team foul on the Patriots here in the second half of play. So it's going to be Waverly inbounding the ball. Baseline left side underneath their own basket while they do a little housekeeping out there. Cole Murray will throw the towel away. Now Waverly will get to inbound the ball. Leading by 5 points here. 28-23 is the score. Murray has got the ball. Now to Riley Marsh. Here's a Preston Harms for three. Shot good. Preston Harms hits his second three-pointer of the ball game. He's got 7 points in the ball game as he nails the one great nutrition three-pointer from the right wing out here. His second tray of this ball game. It makes it an 8-point ball game again at 31-23. Collins down to Eckhart on the baseline. His pass out here to Fugot right at the free throw line. Now to Eckhart again. Eckhart sizes up to three. Now we got a holding foul, a foul inside. It's going to go on Waverly trying to hold Fugot away from the basket. Foul's going to go on Heppelfinger. That's going to be his first personal foul. That's going to be team foul number six on the Vikings. So no free throws here. Here comes Dirks back into the ball game now for AC. Dirks comes in. Hyatt Collins will go out. Adams Central inbound the ball. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. Eckhart has got it. He gets it out here. Here's Fugot. Takes it to the free throw line. Jumper is up there. No good. Rebound Murray. He's knocked down in the play. And a foul is going to be called here. Fugot knocks down Murray and then gives him a hand to help him up. Fugot picks up the foul. It's going to be the third one on Paul. That's going to be team foul number four on the Patriots. Still no free throws here for Waverly. Vikings are walking across the 10-second line. 31-23 is the score. Adams Central is trailing here at the Heartland Hoops Holiday Classic from Lynn Farrell Arena. Waverly working with the ball. Riley Marsh has got it. Gets out here to Jaden. Drives it down the lane. His shot from 5 feet away is going to be no good. Rattles out of there. Paul Fugot with a rebound. Patriots are down by 8 points. 31-23 here. Adams Central has got the ball. Fugot has got it. There's a Techmeyer down in the corner. Dirks drives it for the hole. Shot good. Sam Dirks gets the field goal. And the Patriots are within 6 points. 31-25. The third-ranked team in Class B, Waverly, trying to put the Patriots away. They've had a double-digit lead here in this ball game, but Adams Central has battled back. They're now trailing by a score of 31-25. And now Waverly is going to try to get Adam Central out of the zone. His play catch with the ball out here near the 10-second line. Now the Patriots will match up. And Jaden is going to send a pass out to Murray near the 10-second line. Jaden now to Heffelfinger. Back out to Murray, just to the left of the circle. Murray out here in three-point territory. Adam Central with a Jaden. Now sending the ball down to the right corner. Heffelfinger's shot's going to be partially deflected. The ball is brought out of there by Pagot. Adam Central is down by 6 points in the ball game. They've got the ball. Still plenty of time. 5.5 minutes to go here in quarter number four from Lynn Farrell Arena tonight. Tegmeyer down the lane. He stops, loses control of the ball. Scramble is on. And now we got a timeout called there. A timeout is called by Waverly as they grab possession of the ball, sliding out of bounds underneath the basket. So Waverly calls the timeout here. We'll take a break. 5:22 to play in the game. The score, Waverly 31, Adams Central 25.
Are you suffering from arthritis pain or recovering from surgery or injury? Perhaps your pain is making exercise difficult. If so, aquatic therapy might be your solution. Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings offers on-site warm water therapy in our HydroWorks underwater treadmill. Enjoy all of the features of a regular pool, plus variable depths and speeds, a resistance jet, massage, handrails, and a seat, all in a private setting. If you or your doctor are considering aquatic therapy, contact PTSR at 402-462-8888. Or visit PTSRHastings.com.
KHAS Radio.
The Nebraska volleyball team wins the first set of the NCAA National Championship game with Wisconsin. They win it 25-22. We've got the action over on the breeze, KOIQ 94.5. Adams Central in the third quarter hit only 2 out of 10 shots. That's 20%. The Patriots are now 6 out of 28 for the ball game. Right at 21%. Waverly in the third quarter, they were 4 out of 9 from the floor. That's 44%. They are now 11 out of 28 for the ball game for 39%. The Patriots 0 out of 2 from 3-point range. Waverly was 1 out of 5. We've got ourselves a six-point ball game here. Waverly has got the lead over Adams Central, 31-25. As we approach 5 minutes to go here in the fourth quarter, Waverly has got the ball. Cross-court pass nearly intercepted. Jaden has got the ball on the dribble inside the free throw circle. Now to A.J. Heffelfinger. Back out here to Jaden. Bounce pass goes to the top of the key. Riley Marsh, he hands the ball away to Heffelfinger. Heffelfinger's pass down low to Murray, a shot up and in. Cole Murray scores. He's got 5 field goals in this ballgame, 10 points. Heffelfinger gets the assist. Now it's 33-25. Adams Central down by 8. Patriots have the ball. Eckhart takes it into the paint. Jump pass down in the corner. Dirks for 3. Bingo! Sam Dirks hits a 3-pointer. That's a 1 great nutrition 3-pointer from the deep left corner. And the Patriots are within 5 points now, 33-28. 4 minutes and 24 seconds to play here in the fourth quarter from Lynn Farrell Arena. Jaden has got the ball down in the corner. That's going to be Heffelfinger. Here's a Murray back outside the three-point arc out here. Landon Jaden has got the ball. Landon Jaden looking to attack the zone defense now for Adams Central. A 1-3-1 zone. This is Preston Harms with the ball back out here to Murray. And again, it looks like Waverly going to try to force Adams Central out of this zone here. Now the attack. There's a feed over to Jaden, the Murray. Sends down in the right corner. Heffelfinger has got the ball. Skips it out here to Jaden. Down in the corner to Harms. Back out here to Murray. Penetrates toward the goal. His shot no good, and he's fouling the play. Fouling the way in there. Personal foul is going to be whistled on Fagot. That's going to be Paul's fourth personal foul. Four fouls now on Paul Fagot, team foul number 5. On the Patriots, so no free throws here. Riley Marsh has got the ball inside down to Murray. His shot is up there. It's going to be blocked by Pagot. And let's see. I've got him with 5 fouls. Paul Pagot. Now they got him with 4. All right, so Pagot has got 4 fouls. Paul Pagot officially with the 4 fouls now in the ball game. He's going to have to come out. 3 minutes and 35 seconds to go. Pagot has got 14 points in the ball game. We'll see how long Zach Foster lets him sit. Murray to the free throw line. His shot is up there. It's going to be good. Murray, an 81% foul shooter on the season. They're going to leave Fagot in the lineup here. They're going to leave Paul Fagot in the lineup with four personal fouls. Hyatt Collins comes out. Here comes a Shestack into the ball game now for the Patriots. Shot is up there. The free throw is no good. Rebound Shestack. So it's a 34-28 ball game. 3.5 minutes to go here in the fourth quarter from Lynn Farrell Arena. Fagot sends it in to side to Shestack, and he's fouled in the play. He was pushed. Shestack will go to the free throw line here for the Patriots. The foul is going to go on Heffelfinger. That's going to be his second personal foul. This is going to be a 1-1 situation now for Adams Central. This is what the Patriots want. They want to score with the clock stopped. And the clock is stopped right now at 3 minutes and 24 seconds to play here in the fourth quarter. 34-28. Patriots are down by 6. Free throws coming up. Shestack's first one is up there. It's going to be no good off of the back iron. This is going to be a two-shot foul. Shestack misses on his first one. Fouled in the act of shooting here. He'll get another one. 34-28. Shestack sets and fires. His shot is up there. Good. So it's 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. Patriots are now trailing by 5 points. 34-29 with 3 minutes and 20 seconds to go. Here comes a Waverly back up the floor. They come over here on the right side to a Riley Marsh. Out here to A.J. Heffelfinger. Heffelfinger. Preston Harms has got it now. He drives it toward the goal. And the Patriots will be called for riding him in. Foul here is going to go on the E.C. Jaden Tegmeyer picking up the foul. That's going to be his first. Hastings High and Grand Island Central Catholic coming up next here on KHAS Radio. Preston Harms in the free throw line. His shot is up there. No good. And a rebound comes down to Adams Central. So he misses on the 1-1. Just by the 3 minute mark, it's a 5 point ball game. Tegmeyer has got the ball. Jaden Tegmeyer on the far side on the dribble now brings it to the center of the floor. Tegmeyer goes over to Dirks on the right wing. Bounce pass goes into the lane. It's going to be off with the fingertips of Eckhart out of bounds. Turnover on Adams Central. That's going to be 10 turnovers on the Patriots. Landon Jaden will bring the ball up now for Waverly. It's a 5 point ball game, 34-29. 2.5 minutes to go here in the fourth quarter. Patriots trying to upset the third ranked team in Class B here tonight. There's a pass deflected again, brought down by A.J. Heffelfinger. And now he's going to be fouled into play. That ball was loose. The Patriots nearly came up with that loose ball. Eckhart goes after it. He picks up the personal foul for his efforts. That's going to be the fourth foul on Jacob Eckhart. Team foul number 8 on Adams Central. So this will be a 1-1 situation for Heffelfinger. He is 0-2 so far tonight. And his shot is up there. It's good. Heffelfinger is a 56% foul shooter on the season. He had 10 points last night in their loss to Elkhorn North. And he's got, 6 points so far in this one. Next shot is up there. It's going to be good. So he hits a couple of free throws. That makes the score 36-29 now. Adams Central is trailing here in the fourth quarter. Tegmeyer with the ball. Tegmeyer bounce pass inside to Fagot. Spins, puts up a shot. Good. Paul Fagot hits one in the lane. He has now got 16 points in the ball game. Again, it's a 5 point lead for Waverly, 36-31. 2:08 to play. The Patriots need some stops now in defense. Here's a Cole Murray with the ball. A.J. Heffelfinger. Heffelfinger gives the ball away to Murray out near the 10 second line. Shestack will pick him up now for EC defensively. Heffelfinger with the ball. Down to a Murray again out here in three-point territory near the 10-second line. Heffelfinger has got it, splits a couple of defenders. Heffelfinger gets it to a Cole Murray. We're down to a 1:42 left here in the fourth quarter. Murray with the ball, not a Heffelfinger. Heffelfinger gives it back to a Murray. This playing catch out here near the 10-second line. The Patriots out in their face, but they can't come up with a ball. Here's a Heffelfinger. He gets it now to a Murray. Murray is going to be fouled in the play there by Shestack. Decker Shestack picking up the personal foul. That's going to be his first. So that's going to send Cole Murray to the free throw line. Murray is an 81% foul shooter on the season for Waverly. He is 1 out of 2 from the line tonight. Murray has got 11 points in the basketball game. Here comes the Kyler Nordstrom into the ball game now for Waverly as they bring some meat into the ball game here. Nordstrom, a big 6 foot 6 inch senior for Waverly, seeing his first playing time here. Here's a Murray at the free throw line. Shot is up there, and the shot is good. Getting some rebounding help there with Nordstrom, just in case Cole Murray misses a shot here. 37 to 31 is the score. Two possession ball game. Murray's next shot is up there good. He goes to the line and knocks down a couple of free throws. And now it's back to a 7 point lead, 38 to 31. Here comes Adams Central back with the ball. Tegmeyer got it. Drives it down the right side of the lane. The shot is good, and he's fouling the play. An off-balance shot there by Jaden Tegmeyer. He gets the field goal to go down, and he's fouling the play. That's going to send Tegmeyer to the free throw line and trying to make this a three-point play. Jaden Tegmeyer has got 5 points in the ball game. Tegmeyer will toe the mark here. It's a 38-33 ball game. Here comes the shot from the line. It's up there. Rolls off. No good. Rebound comes down here to A.J. Heffelfinger for Waverly. Vikings have the ball. There's a pass nearly intercepted there. Murray has got it here now for Waverly. It goes to Jaden. He's going to be fouled in the play. So Jaden is fouled in the play with a minute to play now. Personal foul is going to go on Collins of Adams Central. That's going to be his first. So Collins picks up his first personal foul. And that's going to send Landon Jaden to the free throw line. 38 to 33 is the score. Waverly has got a 5 point lead. Shot is up there. Shot good. He's now one out of three from the line. Fugot coming back into the ball game now for Adams Central with a minute to play. There's a Dylan Jensen coming into the ball game now for EC, replacing Hyatt Collins. So it's a 39-33 ball game. Adams Central is down by 6 points. Vikings have led by double digits in this ball game. Next shot is up there. It's going to be good by Landon Jaden as he knocks down a couple of free throws. Now it's 40-33. Here comes Eckhart with the ball. Eckhart, right-handed dribble into the offensive zone. Dribbles to the right side of the lane. Throws up a 15-footer. It's going to be off of the mark. No good. Rebound comes down here to Jaden. He's going to be fouled in the play. Adams Central cannot convert on a 15-footer from the right side of the lane. And now we got some free throws coming back to the other end. Jaden Tegmeyer picks up the foul. That's going to be his second. Adams Central is going to be in action again on Tuesday night. They're going to play at York. That'll be a girls-boys basketball doubleheader on the Tuesday in York. Jaden in the free throw line. His shot is up there. He misses that one. He's now two out of five from the line. He'll have another shot here. 40 to 33 is the score. Hastings High and Grand Island Central Catholic coming up next here on KHAS Radio. Here comes the next shot. It's going to be up there off of the mark. No good. The ball tapped down and is picked up here by Adams Central. Jensen has got the ball. Dylan Jensen on the dribble brings it into the offensive zone. Out here to Tegmeyer. Now to Eckhart. His shot for three is partially deflected. Fugot grabs it and shot up and in. Paul Fugot grabs the ball and scores off of the window there. Fugot now with 18 points in the ball game, and we have got a timeout here from head coach Zach Foster. 33 seconds to play. Back to a 5 point ball game. It's Waverly 40, Adams Central 35. You're listening to High School Basketball on KHIS.
This is Tom at Burt's Pharmacy. We're in the middle of flu vaccination season and invite you to give us a call or walk in. We can go to your work site or walk-ins available Monday through Friday, 8 to 6. On Saturday morning, we vaccinate from 8 to 9. High dose for 65 and over is also available on your flu vaccine. We're also still doing COVID vaccines, Pfizer booster doses available for those that qualify. Give us a call at Burt's Pharmacy at 14th and Bellevue, 462-4466, or Burt's Downtown, 462-4343.
KHAS Radio.
All right, back here at the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Farrell Arena. Heartland Hoops Holiday Classic. Six ball games played today here at Lynn Farrell. This is the fifth one right here. We've got the finale coming up next between Hastings High and Grand Island Central Catholic. Adams Central trying to pull off an upset here. Waverly, the third-ranked team in Class B, starting off the week. Patriots are within 5 points here at 42-35. Waverly looking inbound. They will to Heffelfinger. Heffelfinger, he gets rid of it here to a Jaden. Jaden brings it back to A.J. Heffelfinger, and he's going to be fouled in the play, taking the ball down the far sideline. Eckhart picks up the personal foul for Adams Central, and that's going to be his fifth. So Jacob Eckhart is just fouled out of the basketball game with 26 seconds to play. He's going to leave with 4 points. Both field goals here in the second half of play. Decker Shestack going to come into the ball game now for Adams Central. There's A.J. Heffelfinger going to the free throw line. Dylan Jensen wants to check in as well. Jensen's going to come in. Here comes Hyatt Collins to the bench. A.J. Heffelfinger going to the free throw line here for Waverly. And his shot's up there good. So the Vikings knocking down some free throws here in the fourth quarter, and that's kept Adams Central a distance here. The Patriots have closed the gap several times to five, but have not gotten any closer than that. Heffelfinger knocks down his second one as well. Now it's a 42-35 ball game. Patriots trailing here in the ball game. Tegmeyer has got it. Tegmeyer down to Jensen, out to Fagot for three. A shot, he banks one home. Paul Fagot banks home a one great nutrition three-pointer from the top of the key. And now Adams Central is within 4 points with 14 seconds to play. We'll take a break. Waverly 42, Adams Central 38.
At Agri Affiliates, we are deeply rooted in Nebraska's agriculture and the real estate that sustains it. From real estate sales and auctions to farm management to appraisals, our experienced and professional team is ready to assist you with the utmost consideration of your individual goals. We welcome the opportunity to visit with you about our services. For more information or to schedule a free consultation, give us a call at 402-519-2777 or visit us online at agriaffiliates.com.
KHAS Radio, 1230 AM and 104.1 FM.
Mike Will back at Lynn Farrell Arena. Again, if you're keeping track of the volleyball game over on the Breeze, KLIQ 94.5, Nebraska won the first set over Wisconsin tonight. The Huskers looking for their sixth national championship in volleyball. And the action is over on the Breeze, KLIQ 94.5. 14.8 seconds to play here. Vikings with a lead over the Patriots, 42-38. They'll inbound the ball to Murray, and he's going to be fouled in the play. Cole Murray is going to be fouled. He's going to go to the free throw line. He is 3 of 4 from the line tonight. On the season, he's an 81% foul shooter. So it's going to be a Cole Murray going to the free throw line. He has got 13 points in the ball game here. 13 points in the ball game, trying to tack on a couple of more. Shot is up there, it's good. And now it's a 43-38 ball game. Waverly is 3-2 on the season. Adams Central is 2-4. A very competitive basketball game here tonight. Cole Murray will toe the mark for his second one. His shot is up there, the shot good. Now it's 44-38. Here comes Adams Central back with the ball. Sam Dirks down the right sideline. Dirks the Shestack, now to Fagot. Three-point line covered up as he drives into the hole. Fagot gets the field goal there for Adams Central, and that's going to be your ball game. 44-40 is going to be your final score as Paul Fagot knocks down a driving layup to end the ball game. But the Adams Central Patriots putting up a good fight here tonight, losing by 4 points to the number 3-ranked team in Class B, the Waverly Vikings. Patriots lose this one by the score of 44-40. So Waverly, they will improve to 4 wins and 2 losses on the season. Their next game is coming up on Tuesday night when they play at Crete. Meanwhile, Adams Central, they will drop to 2 wins and 5 losses on the season. Their next game is coming up on Tuesday night at York. Again, the final score, it was Waverly 44, Adams Central 40. You're listening to High School Basketball.
Hi, this is Bo from One Great Nutrition in Hastings. Having the right nutrition is essential to developing minds and bodies. We offer 10% discounts to all students and their families every day. At One Great Nutrition, we're here for everyone's health and wellness, and we're cheering on the Blue Hawks, Tigers, and Patriots. From basic multivitamins and fish oils or workout enhancement to pain management, stress, and anxiety, we can help you. Stop into One Great Nutrition at 300 South Burlington in Hastings and get your 10% student discount today.
Whatever the Midwest weather brings, you can rely on a York comfort system to keep your home comfortable all year. York systems are smarter, more connected, and more efficient than ever before, cutting your energy costs by as much as 50%. Plus, all York residential products have some of the best warranties in the industry. Your York Midwest dealer is Rutz Heating and Air in Hastings and Kearney. Go to rutzheating.com, proudly serving the entire Tri-City area. Learn how you can move up to a new line of comfort and efficiency for your home.
Family Medical Center of Hastings is the place to go for all your healthcare needs. Their team is trained to treat the whole person, regardless of age. They provide a wide range of medical care, including acute care, routine health screenings, and treatment of chronic conditions. Family Medical Center is the area's only independent family medicine clinic. They're dedicated to providing you the best care in the most cost-effective manner. Your family's home for healthcare. 1021 West 14th Street, proud to support all area student athletes.
KHAS Radio, 1230 AM and 104.1 FM.
I'm back here at Lynn Farrell Arena. Again, the final score in this one, it was Waverly over Adams Central tonight, winning by a score of 44-40. Adams Central did not hit a field goal until the 6:43 mark of the second quarter. They were 0 out of 6 from the field in the first quarter, trailed 8-2. After the first 8 minutes, Patriots eventually fell behind by 10 points at 17-7 and 19-7. They fell behind by 12 there late in the second quarter at 19-7. Adams Central scores the last 5 points of the quarter to make it a 19-12 ball game. Patriots got within 5 points at the 4:15 mark of the third quarter. But they trailed by 7 at the end of the quarter, 28-21. They pulled it within 5 a lot during the fourth quarter. Never really could get on a run after that. They got down to 4 points late in the ball game with 14 seconds to play. And that was your final margin of victory here tonight. Waverly beats Adams Central by a score of 44-40 here tonight as the Patriots dropped to 2 wins and 5 losses on the season. Paul Fagot leading the way for Adams Central in the ball game tonight. He had 22 points in the ball game. He was 5 out of 6 from the free throw line. Fagot knocking down a couple of 3-pointers in the ball game. And again, hit those 5 free throws, 5 out of 6 from the line. He finishes with 22. So after scoring 26 last night against Fillmore Central, he comes back with 22 in the ball game today for AC. Other scores for the Patriots, Jaden Tegmeyer had 5 points. He had a 3 and a 2, and he was 0 out of 1 from the free throw line. Sam Dirks had a 3 and a 2. He had 5 points. Jacob Eckhart had a couple of field goals. He was 0 out of 1 from the free throw line. He had 4. And Decker Shestack was 3 out of 4 from the free throw line. He scores 3 points. Patriots were 8 out of 12 from the line in this ball game tonight. Cole Murray leads the way for Waverly tonight. He scores 15 points. He had 5 field goals, and he was 5 out of 6 from the free throw line. So Murray scores 15. A.J. Heffelfinger had 9 points in the game tonight. He had a 3 and a 2, and he was 4 out of 6 from the line. 7 points for Preston Harms. Harms had a couple of 3-pointers, and he was 1 out of 3 from the line. Their other scorers, Riley Marsh had a 3-pointer, and he was 1 out of 1 from the line. He had 4. Landon Jaden had a field goal. He was 2 out of 6 from the line. He ends up with 4 points. Colton Golan had a 3-pointer for 3, and Sam Schneerkow had a field goal for 2. And Waverly 13 out of 24 from the free throw line tonight, but the Vikings knocking down some crucial free throws there in the fourth quarter of play to keep Adams Central at arm's distance. And the Vikings come up with a 4-point win, 44-40 over Adams Central tonight. We'll come back and check the shooting numbers right after this.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
Rivals Bar and Grill is a proud sponsor of all area athletes, teams, and coaches. Get to Rivals every day for lunch specials. Rivals also is serving up the best pizza and drink specials every Husker and Hastings Bronco game. Open daily at 11, Rivals Bar and Grill. Join the Rivals team today. Osborne Drive, East in Hastings. Like us on Facebook to see what great specials we offer in happy hours. Rivals, your fun, laid-back sports bar with delicious food and ice-cold drinks.
Hi, this is Brent from Keith's Pharmacy here in Hastings. By now you've heard of CBD. At Keith's Pharmacy, we have professional-grade farm-to-pharmacy CBD oils and salves. CBD products can be used for pain, anxiety, and insomnia. We even have CBD products safe for your pets. And we're here to answer any questions you might have about our professional-grade CBD products. Stop in to see us at Keith's Pharmacies, your friendly pharmacies in Hastings, downtown, or at Keith's Medical Park.
KHAS Radio.
Again, Waverly wins it tonight 44-40 over Adams Central. Got the final shooting numbers in the ballgame. Patriots shot much better in the second half. First half, they were 4 out of 18 from the floor for 22%. The Patriots were 10 out of 21 in the second half for 48%. So Adams Central ends up shooting 36% for the ball game, 14 out of 39. The Patriots were 4 out of 13 on three-pointers. That is 31%. Waverly knocks down the 13 out of 31 from the field tonight, 42%. And the Vikings were 5 out of 18 on three-pointers for 28%. The rebounds, Waverly had 22 rebounds tonight. Adams Central had 19. Waverly had 5 offensive rebounds and 17 on defense. Adams Central had 5 offensive rebounds and 14 on defense. Turnovers, the Patriots had 11 tonight. Waverly had 9. Adams Central came up with 8 steals. Waverly had 4 steals. No block shots tonight for Adams Central. Waverly had 3 block shots. Again, from the free throw line, Adams Central was 8 out of 12 from the line, 67%. Waverly knocks down 13 out of 24 free throws, 54%, but they were 11 out of 15 in the fourth quarter, and they were 11 out of 17 in the second half. So we told you they knocked down crucial free throws in the fourth quarter. They did. 11 out of 15 from the free throw line in the fourth quarter to keep Adams Central at a distance, and it was Waverly picking up a win tonight over Adams Central, winning by the score of 44-40. We got the final game of this Holiday Classic coming up. Grand Island Central Catholic and the Hastings High Tigers. We'll take a break, come back and chat with Hastings High head coach Drew Danielson as our high school basketball coverage